It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The Supreme Court is about to hear two cases dealing with gay marriage. These cases present a challenge for justices now under pressure to weigh in on the subject as courts once did on abortion or civil rights for African Americans. The judge in a lower federal court could rule on a gay marriage case as soon as today. That judge is considering a challenge to Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage and civil unions. A lesbian couple sued not because they want to be married, but because they want to be parents. We have more from Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta.
Jane Rouse and April DeBoer have been together 13 years. For all practical purposes, they consider themselves married to each other. Jane Rouse says they would like to make it official with a wedding in one of the 9 states that allows same-sex marriages.
We were looking at going to Washington or New York to get married.
But planning that with 3 young kids is a challenge. Jacob and Ryan are both 3 years old. Nolan is 4. Jacob came into the household as a foster child. As foster parents, Rouse and DeBoer shared legal guardianship of Jacob. When they decided to adopt the boy, they faced the same decision they'd faced with their other 2 children. Which of them would be the legal parent? They chose Jane Rouse, who's also Nolan's legal mother. And that meant April DeBoer actually lost legal rights she had as a foster parent.
I lose the right to make medical decisions for my boys. I can't enroll my boys in school. I am on an emergency card at school. I am listed as just an emergency contact person. I am not a parent. I am nothing.
If Jane Rouse were to die, April DeBoer would have to go to court to try to adopt the 2 boys. So Rouse and DeBoer sued Michigan in federal court. Current law allows male-female married couples to adopt children. It allows individuals to adopt children, but it specifically bans same-sex couples from adopting kids. Rouse, DeBoer, and their lawyers say they were shocked when the federal judge in their case invited them to expand their lawsuit to challenge the state's ban on same-sex marriage.
He did not order us to amend the complaint, but he certainly urged us to do so.
That's Dana Nessel, one of the attorneys working for Rouse and DeBoer.
It injures so many families in Michigan, and so many people are hurt by these laws, and so we felt compelled to do something about it, and we did. So here we are now.
Michigan has some of the most restrictive laws in the country dealing with same-sex relationships. Michigan voters adopted an amendment to the state constitution in 2004 that prohibits recognizing same-sex marriages or civil unions or in any way treat same-sex couples as if they're married. Joy Yearout is the spokeswoman for Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette, who is defending the amendment.
The Attorney General is the people's attorney, and his priority and responsibility is to defend laws that are put in place by the elected legislature and also constitutional amendments that are approved by the people.
She says changing the law should be a decision made by the state legislature and by Michigan voters. Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court will soon hear arguments in 2 unrelated gay marriage cases. Michigan's case is a little different than those 2 because Michigan's marriage ban and adoption laws are so restrictive. Jane Rouse and April DeBoer say they'll be happy if the judge says gay and lesbian couples can marry in Michigan, but mostly they want the judge to say they can both be the parents of all their children in the eyes of the law. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta.